Andrew Stoughton from the Bat Flip joins us once again. And Andrew, man, like most people, like the Jays got off to a really good start, and you know, they're hitting pretty decent, and they've hit one of those funks that happens, but it's surprising that right now they can't hit with guys in scoring position.
It's true. I mean, that's the big thing that's you know, everybody's noticed it. Everybody's trying to figure out what it is. I just wrote a piece about it that just went up, you know, not long before we went on the air, which you can read at thebatsub.ca. One of the big things I saw, like researching and then, you know, combing through Baseball Savant, which has all the StatCast data, is that on 0-0 pitches with runners in scoring position, they were the best in the league last year and are the worst in the league this year. And I think the part of, you know, that you would hear about the 21 team, you know, they're very aggressive. They're going out there. They're trying to ambush guys. And it appears that maybe pitchers have adjusted to that, and they're getting themselves behind in counts. And bad things happen when you get behind the pitcher. So, you know, I don't know if it would be that as simple as that, because obviously they got a lot of smart people over there, smarter than I certainly, looking into this stuff all the time. But it's been very interesting to see the difference when it's, you know, a lot of the same cast of characters.
There's some people calling for a kind of a mix-up of the lineup or the batting order. How would you feel about that?
Yeah, you know, I've said this since the start. I mean, Bo Bichette was in a funk at the start of the year. He's come out of it very nicely so far in May. But I like Vladdy in the two spot. Vlad apparently does not. He's not comfortable with having to get up and be in the on-deck circle for the first pitch. He wants to sort of take his time, get, you know, more of a look at the pitcher. So that would definitely be a thing that I would do without hesitation. We're Vladdy comfortable with it, but it's kind of, I don't know. he's one of those guys who I think can get away with that. But then, yeah, farther down in the lineup, I think they could definitely swap things around a little bit. I'd like to see maybe Reynolds help you on the bench a little more often. I would like to see, you know, Matt Chapman is struggling a bit, and Espinal has been doing all right. He's not sort of a great mid-lineup kind of power guy. You can get, he's more of an on-base guy, more of a slap hitter. He's not going to hit a lot of home runs, but sometimes you just need somebody to not get out, and there's been a few too many guys getting out farther down, and Gurriel's been really struggling this month as well.
You know, it's their surprise. That's been, I think, a little bit of a surprise, because they got enough offense. I think eventually they'll figure it out. On the mound, though, Berrios is he's really struggled. And I was watching the broadcast yesterday, Andrew, there, and talking about just his release point coming out of his windup, and he's a little bit higher. I know you look into a lot of different things. Well, what do you make of that? And do you think that's leading to him just, you know, he looked good for a bit, and then he just got lit up again?
Yeah, he did, but I would say that, I mean, I don't think it was as hard contact as we've seen earlier in the year. Like, the line didn't look great. It's like 5 runs in 5 innings and only 4 strikeouts, but I kind of thought he pitched a little bit better than usual. Maybe that's a scary thought. But, yeah, I think there's definitely some tinkering going on, and that, you know, and that's the kind of subtle thing. I haven't actually personally looked at the plot-pointed graph of where his release point has, you know, if it's changed all that much over the course of the year, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if that's a thing that he's doing. And, he's a guy where the numbers are always there. It's kind of like the rest of the – it's like the hitters. It's like, this is a really, really talented guy. It shouldn't be going like this. I don't think there's need to worry about him, but you really would like to see the numbers and the performances, you know, trend in the right direction. But they're fortunate right now because they have Gausman and Manoah going so well.
Yeah.
Talking all things Blue Jays baseball from the Bat Flip, the Baseball Report, with Andrew Stoughton. Andrew, Charlie Montoya, you know, there are conflicting feelings about this guy as a manager. Is there anything he could do to in your think, in your opinion, kind of kickstart what was a good start and now a bit of a sluggish, slow last, let's call it, what, 5-6 days?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I mean, there's got to be things. There's only so much you can do, but I think there's things. I think the batting lineup is definitely something that you said. I think, you know, people have noticed he's been ejected like more in the last couple of weeks than he had been in the previous 3 years, right? Which is a lot about protecting his players, and those guys are getting frustrated. And I think, you know, part of what his job is to do is to take, you know, deflect from them and take that heat, but also to sort of keep guys on an even keel. And you hear Ross Atkins talk about that all the time, about, you know, they want guys to slow the game down and not to press and to keep the vibes loose. And it's, you know, it's in a trickier spot now than it was when they were winning a bunch of one-run games and everybody felt great. This is really sort of a maybe a test for him a little bit. And you know, it's very funny how when they were winning, he was a great manager for just about everybody. And now the questions start to arise again, but that's just sort of the nature of the job, I think.
When you look at this Jays team, you know, you mentioned Manoa, man, he's been great. What's the update on the injury from Ryu? When's he expected back?
I forget the specific date, but it's very soon. He's already pitched a rehab start in Buffalo, and I think they're making plans for Ross Stripling to be in the bullpen going forward, which is a shame because Stripling pitched so well. And because everybody's probably frightened about what the results are going to be when Ryu gets back and faces big league hitters. But he's been so great for so long that I think that he kind of has to go into the rotation, and especially, you know, with the contract that he has, he's not a guy who's going to pitch out of the bullpen. But yeah, I could not quote you right off the top of my head which day it is, but it should be very, very soon.
When I watch Alec Manoa, I love the guy. I love his personality. And I love how when he gets on the mound, he just looks like he's a stone cold killer. So, you know, looking ahead, what do you think he has to kind of do to become, you know, if not a top of the rotation pitcher, one of the strongest ones in the rotation?
Yeah, I mean, he's getting there. I think you know, the changeup was something we definitely talked about last year, but they wanted to see that come along, which it has. I think the slider is a wipeout slider, which has been working exceptionally. It's weird. He's a big dude and a powerful dude and kind of stalks around and stuff. He doesn't throw like as hard as some of these, you know, skinny guys do, but it just gets on you. And I think I think that he might already be there in terms of like being a front of the rotation kind of guy. I mean, ace is a big label, but like he would be the top two for a lot of teams right now. The way he's going, I think that it's just more really just refining things. I think that he's really got the whole package, and it's just about, you know, reps and maturity and knowing how to, you know, how to better sequence and all those sort of things.
Yeah, well, when you watch him and you've seen other guys be that top, does he have the makeup mentally for that? I don't know, that's a big, you know, it's a big question, but as far as like just in those big moments, not being afraid to give me the ball, I'm going out there to win this game.
It definitely feels like it, right? I mean, just from what you've seen. I mean, he hasn't had a lot of adversity in his career yet. Like, he flew to the big leagues and just dominated in the minors last year for the brief time he was there, and then was, you know, as good a pitcher as the Jays had last year. So, well, they did have the Cy Young winner, so maybe it wasn't quite that good. But that certainly feels like it. It doesn't feel like he's ever been intimidated. You know, that first start here in Yankee Stadium, like that has to be the butterflies going, and he's never shown anything like he's going to waver a bit, except there was one time where he kept hitting guys, I think, and lost the plot a little bit. But that's, again, he's 23, 24. That can all still come, and that will come with experience, I think. And he's a guy who I think Jays fans are going to be really happy he's around for a long time and can definitely pitch in those big moments.
Andrew, I love the Canadian stories. You got Jordan Romano right now, one of the best closers in the game. Any concern at all that he's being overused early on?
That has definitely been one to monitor a bit, I think, right? I mean, he was not great when he gave up the home run to Judge in New York on Tuesday, but that was also an issue where, you know, Jimmy Garcia said that the balls were the worst that he's dealt with all year, and that the grip was an issue, and that sort of kind of led to the plunking of Donaldson that started the fireworks that were in that game. So you can maybe give Romano a mulligan on that one. He's been so, so good. It's such a great story. Yeah, like to have a kid from Mark Montario be the closer for the Blue Jays and be, you know, breaking Tom Hankey records for consecutive saves. And you know, I mean, it's you don't really appreciate sometimes how special that is and how cool that is. I've definitely been guilty of, you know, watching where the velocity is with, you know, he didn't really look sharp with the slider on Tuesday night. The velocity was a little bit down, but those days can sometimes happen, especially if you're not getting the right grip on the ball. And, you know, I don't think there's any concerns. I think they would love to, you know, blow some teams out and give them a few more days off, but that just hasn't been in the cards lately with the way the offense has been going.
Andrew, appreciate your time, man. Enjoy a rare day off covering the Jays, and back at it tomorrow. Appreciate it.
Anytime, man. Thanks for having me.